Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ross, give us the inside access. That's what he thinks about the Mahomes contract, the protocols, and et cetera, et cetera. And Ross, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Ken, I am doing well, et cetera, et cetera.
Ross, so what was your reaction when you heard about the Mahomes deal?
Really surprised on a bunch of different levels. Number one, I just wasn't sure anyone was going to get a contract like that in these uncertain times right now. I mean, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the salary cap. We don't know how much revenue they're going to lose this year, right? So he gets that contract. Let's just say, God forbid, I hope this doesn't happen, there's no season. Well, no season is no revenue, which means the salary cap, you know, in future years is going to go down quite a bit because it's based on no revenue the year before.
Sure.
So I'm a little surprised that the Chiefs were willing to kind of make that commitment. And I did not think Mahomes would sign for that long. You just don't see that in football. It really does seem like one of the things he wanted to do was have a total price tag that was more than Mike Trout's. It seemed like he wanted to be able to say he had – the biggest contract that anybody has ever had in North American pro sports, and he got it. I know people say, well, it's not guaranteed. Well, you're right, it's not guaranteed. But if we're all saying it's a good deal for the Chiefs, why would they cut him? I mean, if it's a good deal for the Chiefs, why would they cut him? And if they don't cut him, then he gets all $477 million. And by the way, if they do cut him, unless it's for some horrific injury – well, then he's a free agent, which is what everybody wants him to be in the first place. I mean, if they cut him, then he gets to go out to the market, and maybe they cut him after year 7 or year 9. Everybody's saying that that's what he should have signed for anyway.
Ross, Jason's not here to speak for himself. My co-host, Jason Lockenfour, he's on vacation, but he thought it was a team-friendly deal and was surprised there weren't salary cap escalators in a deal of that length, because a lot of people expect once things get back to normal, the cap's going way up because of new TV deals and gambling money.
Yep, and listen, Jason's not the only one that feels that way. Reading through it, though, every year they either have to give him a huge buyout to get out of the contract, or they have to guarantee for 2 years down the line. So if you look at it, he actually has pretty good mechanisms where, now, they still have a choice, but their choices aren't real good. And it's over $50 million, Ken, in dead money every year. So, like, they don't want that on their cap. I mean, I understand what everybody's saying, but he's going to get that money. I mean, unless he has some type of debilitating injury – and they cut him a year or two after that or whatever. I don't see a scenario whereby they cut him due to performance. It would really only be the injury. And if that's the case, how would he have been better off doing a shorter deal if he gets cut due to injury?
Ross, we're talking to Ross Tucker, of course, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. Ross, what do you think this deal means, if anything, for Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, and Lamar Jackson, who seem to be the guys that are going to be next up?
Yeah, so pros and cons for all of those guys. The pros are that usually these quarterbacks kind of play leapfrog, and Russell Wilson's the most at $32 million, and then somebody leaps him at $32.5 million, and then Aaron Rodgers is $33.2 million, and you know what I mean? Like, incremental increases to say, highest paid quarterback in the NFL, highest paid player in the NFL. Nobody ever goes from $35 million a year to $45 million a year. And the new money for Mahomes is 10 years, $450 million. So $45 million a year. And so he set the bar really high. So if you're like Dak or Deshaun Watson, and you're thinking, I want to try to get $36 million or $37 or $38 million, that might have been tough because the most ever was Russell Wilson at 35. Yeah. Now, with Mahomes going up to 45, you have a much better argument for 37, 38, 39, 40, and maybe even more than that. So that's the positive. The negative is those teams are going to say, hey, we might be open to that, but your boy Mahomes signed a 12-year deal. And so, like, Dak and the Cowboys, it really even hasn't been about money, Ken. It's been about Dak wants a 4-year deal or shorter, and the Cowboys want a 5-year deal or longer. So the Cowboys can easily come back now and say, Dak, Mahomes just signed for $12 million. You can't sign – I mean, for 12 years. You can't sign for 5 years? Like, what are you talking about? That's a steal for you. So it actually makes me think that there's more of a chance that that deal gets done.
Ross, let's switch gears. You played the game. Explain to me when some of the protocols started leaking out. So you can block someone or tackle someone. You're sweating all over them for 3 hours, but after the game, you can't stand there and exchange jerseys with them?
Ken, I'm so glad you brought this up. I literally posted a video of me talking about this topic today on my podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can see the video on my social media at Ross Tucker NFL, or just go right to the YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, because everybody can yesterday say what you just said. Richard Sherman, Darius Slay. You got to be kidding me. You can block and tackle. Well, two things, okay? First of all, getting infected, getting the virus, and I had Dr. Chow on my show on Monday. Okay. It's about viral load. So, like, if you happen to get a couple droplets in the air out of somebody's breath and they have it, you're not going to get it. You need to get at least 1,000 droplets to get it. So when people are really getting it, it's when they're in bars, they're in churches, in clothes with a lot of other people in there, talking, a lot of the droplets. Well, when you're exchanging the jersey after the game, I don't think that you're going to get it then, but you're talking to the guy pretty close enough distance to hand him your sweaty jersey for 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Whereas during a play on the field, what's it, 3 seconds? I mean, you know how fast the NFL is. It's like 3 seconds here, 2 seconds there, 4 seconds there. You're not really that engaged with them for very long in those situations. But even more than that, Ken, and this is the point I really went off, it's an unnecessary risk. The guys are getting, like Richard Sherman, he's getting $11 million. You're getting your $11 million for the blocking and tackling during those 60 minutes. You're not getting any money for the jersey exchange afterwards. They're trying to mitigate unnecessary risks. It is an unnecessary risk. By the way, the NFLPA agreed to it. Yep. The NFLPA is doing everything they can to try to keep the players healthy, as is the NFL, because they want a season, because they want the money, and they want the players to get the money. And by the way, Ken, there's this great new invention. It's called FedEx. You can send the guy the jersey. You know what? You're better off getting the jersey washed and, you know, getting it cleaned and then FedExing it to him anyway.
You don't get the cool picture that way, Ross.
Exactly. I would love to know, by the way. I can't wait till 10 years from now when it's like the first cycle of guys that were not smart with their money start to sell all these jerseys, their jersey collection. They're like, Joe Blow is selling 12 quarterback jerseys or this guy's jersey because what are they going to do with them? Like, I'm sitting here. Now, not everybody's like me. Not everybody played for a bunch of teams. But I'm in my home office right here, right? I got my high school jersey framed, my college jersey. I got the Redskins, the Cowboys, the Buffalo Bills. Like, I don't have room for other guys' stuff. What do I want to put up a jersey? Like, what do I want to put a Marshall Yanda jersey up in my house? Like, I love Marshall Yanda. One of my favorite players. Great offensive guard. But I think it's weird. Like, I think it's bizarre. Like, why do I want to look up in my office and see a Marshall Yanda jersey? Like, I got enough of my own stuff to try to, like, where my helmets go and game balls and stuff. The least thing I need is other dudes' jerseys to put up in my house. My wife would be like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you doing? She doesn't even like that my stuff's up.
Ross, before I let you go, I'm curious how you feel or you would feel if you were a player right now about playing during this. Would you be a guy that would consider opting out? And how confident are you that they'll be able to get a season?
Definitely would not opt out. I consider it. Probably talk to a bunch of doctors just in a sense to know what my pre-existing conditions might be. But I got to be honest with you, Ken. I still would be more worried about the orthopedic and cognitive risks. I mean, I still be more worried about further CTE or, you know, I had a back surgery when I played for the Bills at multiple levels. My career ended against the Ravens in the preseason. I herniated a disc in my neck and bruised my spinal cord. Like, I think that's what makes football a little different than the other sports. Like football, it's all risk, bro. I mean, you're taking risk every time you go out there. And for a young man in their 20s, I think the orthopedic risk is still probably more prominent in their minds than the risk of getting sick. I have no problem with any guy that decides to opt out. And I'm sure there are guys that have made $25 million that are like, yeah, I don't need to take that chance. More power to them. But those are also usually the guys that are going to make a lot more to go out there. And I think that they know that the NFL has a major vested interest in getting these games played and having the players available and going to do everything they can. I actually think, Ken, the most likely time a guy gets the virus is when he's home or when he goes out to dinner or something. I don't think it's going to be at the facility or during a practice or game.
Ross, it's interesting because Jason, who's not here, obviously on vacation, and he does not think they'll get through a season. I do. I think that all these leagues know there are going to be some positive tests about preventing an outbreak, and I think the NFL is going to do everything they can to prevent that. I don't think there's going to be fans in the stands, but I think they're going to play this year.
I think they're going to try, that's for sure. My question is, I'd like to be in the meeting. And I'd like to know what they've decided is an acceptable amount of guys getting it. You know what I mean? Like, if 15 guys get it on a team, do they just have that team forfeit that next game? Or do they shut the league down? I don't know the answer to that. I think there'd be a lot of pressure to shut the league down. But I think that they might just say it's a forfeit. I don't know. That's the question. The other thing that makes me nervous, Ken, is NBA, NHL, MLB – if they have a couple outbreaks before the NFL even gets started, it's a lot easier to kind of say, hey, let's delay it. We're going to start October 1st if one of these other leagues has to shut down because they have too many positives.
I also think, and none of them are saying it, I think they're saying we've got guys in great shape in their 20s, and none of these guys, their guys are getting it, but none of them are dying, and very few of them are getting sick. A lot of them are asymptomatic, and again, I don't think they're going to say this out loud, but I'm like, none of these guys are dying. I think some of people like even thinking we want them to get it, then they've had it, and they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, yeah, but the only issue there is you don't know the long-term repercussions of it right now, which I don't, you know, we don't think that they're going to be significant, but we don't know that. I would just say for professional athletes, there is only risk at this point, right? There's the risk that you would get the virus, but there's also the risk of missing out on a year of pay.
Yeah.
I mean, I played 7 years, Ken. All but two, I made the minimum. Every one of those was significant, man. I mean, even my last year with the Redskins, I think it was $635 I made. I mean, as a 27-year-old who had been married for a couple of years, was about to start having kids, like, what? For a lot of these guys, they know this could be their last year or their only year or their whatever. I mean, there's risk either way. There's risk getting sick, but there's the financial risk of not being able to get the financial security, financial head start, whatever it is that you're trying to get out of your God-given ability and skills during this very short time in your life.
Ross Tucker, that was great, man. I could talk to you for an hour, but you know we have bills to pay. But as always, appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Ken. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.